gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
With the primers, baby.
You gon' love her to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
She the blue dress song.
Not long, all right,
now. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that rock and roll, you
a big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Already you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back, close your eyes.
You sugar pies and honey bunches, you get on in here and join us. Crank up that volume. We're going to put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, man.
You're going to love it today.
Oh! Oh, man, pleading with your eyes, going to make you zombies.
Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
All you dollars better get ready out there. We had a special request from Terry out of San Francisco. He asked if we'd do another show which features some of the great bands of Woodstock. So, Terry, you better get out those old bell bottoms, man, that tie-dye t-shirt, a headband, because we're going to blow your mind with the sounds of Woodstock.
It's
a blast from the past.
Up first, a five-member vocal group that appeared on the last day of the festival. And man, were these guys ever great to see in person. An interesting thing about this group is that they only recorded cover songs, and they wanted to pay tribute to that doo-wop sound of the late 1950s. So get ready, we're going to lay a medley on you by a great group called Sha-na-na.
Ooh, history. Just you wait, my friend. Rock and roll will always be. It'll go down in history.
Sha-na-da. He appeared on August the 17th, 1969. And believe it or not, for doing that gig, they were only paid $700. From Sha-na-da, we're going to go to the second day of the festival. And we're going to feature a group that was based out of San Francisco. They were not widely known yet. And they had that very cool Latin sound. See if you can remember these guys right here. Sounds of Santana, and in case you're just wondering, they were paid $750 for the gig.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
You're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
I can dig it.
Bye. Get naked, baby.
The best music. Good time oldies.
Well, Garage Rock heads, I can't say enough about this festival. It became a moment that defined an entire generation. Wow, what a happening. And up next for you, listen closely to the comments of Grace Slick, the lead singer for the Jefferson Airplane, as she described her experience about appearing in front of 500,000 people. Take it away, Grace.
We've been up all night and we were anything but radiant. And playing rock and roll at 6 o'clock in the morning is plenty weird.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Love.
the very cool psychedelic sounds of San Francisco's Jefferson Airplane.
Live from the 60s.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Tonight and tomorrow night, the Outline presents Trip 66 at Longshoreman's Hall Beach and Mason Streets on Fisherman's Wharf, featuring the sounds of the Grateful Dead, the Loading Zone, the Answer, the Seance of Sound. All these in continuous music from 9 to 1. You'll encounter such spectacles as Columbus Needs Indians, the Merry Pranksters, Hetty the Witch, Liquid Projections, Colored Tar Pits, Royal Trumpets, Air Dome Projections, and much, much more. 4 full hours of ceaseless entertainment and happenings in this, the biggest and best Trips Festival yet. Don't miss out on this electronic performance at Fisherman's Wharf in Longshoreman's Hall. It's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's out of sight. It's Trip 66. Tickets available at the door, 250 East. Be sure to get there early.
Well, darlings, now you know what the Iceman and Dickie Lee means, baby. When we say that some of those psychedelic heads up in that Bay Area, well, if they went to a gig like this, they can't remember the 60s at all. Let's head back to that Woodstock scene, baby. What you got for me? You darlings better get ready. We're going to spin a track for you right now by a group that appeared on the second day of the festival. Once again, they were based out of San Francisco, and they were paid a whopping sum of $6,500 for the gig that night. Here they are, San Francisco's own Canned Heat. Out of 1967, the fusion sounds of Canned Heat, with a little bit of that boogie, San Francisco blues, and good old rock and roll.
Taking you back in time, as we rewind the music.
Rock and roll!
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Get ready to set your hair on fire, Garage Rock heads. We got high with the airplane, baby. And then we went on the road again with Canned Heat. Up next, we're going to go to an artist that was featured on the last day of the festival. He's out of Beaumont, Texas. A little bit of that Johnny Winter for you. Southern rock sounds of Johnny Winter.
You're listening to the soundtrack of your life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song like totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
I love to listen while I work.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a howl, baby!
Good times, great oldies on the weekend.
Get down with your bad self.
Up next for all you darlings are a few comments from a dear friend of mine by the name of Jim Schwabel. He's a great musician, and I played in numerous groups with him over the years. Check out Jim's comments when he talks about Woodstock. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dick. It's great to hear from you again. And back in the summer of 69, just graduated from high school. And at that time, we kind of decided to take a little road trip. We thought, well, you know, we'd take a little trip from Southern California on up there. And we've been hearing about this concert all along the way. So off we went, heading into New York. We're coming through Pennsylvania. And the traffic is just backed up forever, you know, and it's just kind of a real mess up there. We stopped off at this place called New Paltz, New York. There was a little hotel that was up there, and we couldn't get a room. Everything was booked up. So we decided, well, we'll camp out in the truck. There was this little bar outside of this hotel. While we're sitting in the bar, I mean, there was people coming in and out. I mean, it was just jammed. But there's this little stage that was up there. And all of a sudden, these guys start coming in and picking up these guitars. And boy, this one guy came in here, and he started singing this Vietnam song. And we thought, boy, that was great. So anyway, we found out later on, yeah, that was Country Joe McDonald. And then after a while, there were people just coming and going, everybody coming up on the stage.
If I may interrupt for a moment, Jim, I'd like for you to share with some of the garage rock heads out there some of the other nationally known great famous acts that walked up on that little tiny stage.
Well, actually, actually, there's quite a few guys. There was Country Joe McDonald. He was the first guy that we really saw. And then there was these two guys that came in. His name was Bob Hyde and Alan Wilson from Canned Heat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they were in there playing. And other people that came in and kind of walked on, by was Stephen Stills, David Crosby, John Sebastian. I mean, we sat there and watched all these guys doing their little rehearsal before they took off to this concert that was up there. And especially this one guy, he got on the acoustic guitar and just tore the hell out of it and just banging away on that. I thought, well, this guy's something else, you know. But anyway, that happened to be Alvin Lee.
Oh, jeez.
10 years after. So it was quite... So we sat there and saw this whole concert sitting in a nice, comfortable bar, and they're about 3 feet in front of us.
Well, Jim, thanks again for sharing your Woodstock memories with all those garage rock heads out there, man. I'm sure they really dug it. I know. I love hearing you talk about that. What a happening it was. As I said before, it was an event that defined a generation.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Up for you right now, a great track by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. See if you can remember this good old good one.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Wow, what melodic harmonies. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And they appeared on August the 17th, 1969 at Woodstock.
Turn it up now, baby. You're gonna smile and win.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Ah, that's right, darlings. You get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. Cause we're gonna get those old records off the shelf, man, and we're gonna lay some good old good ones on you. But most important, we're gonna bring some smiles to your ears.
The memories are here.
Cue it up, Iceman. What you got for me, baby? It was Sunday, August the 17th, 1969, and at 8:30 p.m., this next group took the stage. From across the pond, 10 years after.
Go home.
Great sound by the vocalist and lead guitar player Alvin Lee for 10 years after.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Long enough have you been.
We hope all you garage rock heads are enjoying some of these great sounds from Woodstock. And right now we're going to go to the last day of the festival. This group was based out of Chicago with guitarist Mike Bloomfield and Elvin Bishop along with Paul Butterfield. Here they are, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Oh, 1941. I was born in Chicago in 1941. Well, my father told me, son, you had better get a gun. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he died old. When I was 21 years of age. Well, my second friend went down when I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he got brave. There's someone left to play the game. Well, now rules are all right if there's someone left to play the game. All my friends are going and things just don't seem the same. Oh, things just don't seem the same, babe.
Music just turns me on.
Not with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Creedence Clearwater!
Great big eyes, man, and for all you darlings out there, this group right here, well, they appeared on Saturday, August the 16th, 1969. And they introduced that beggar crowd to the swamp rock sounds of the CCR.
When I was just a little boy, Papa said, son, don't let the man get on. Do what it's done to me. Gonna get you. Gonna get you now. I can remember the 4th of July, running to the backwoods there. I can still hear
great San Francisco band that appeared at Woodstock. The Swamp Rock Sounds of the CCR.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated. And he's a DJ, too.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
That's right, darlings, the memories are here, man. And I want you to get on board this magic carpet because the Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we're going to take you back to Bethel, New York and Woodstock once again. You really have to check out the comments by Michael Lang, the producer of Woodstock. He talks about a new band out of San Francisco that had a very unique, special sound. So, Michael, take it away, baby.
You know, it's one of those moments when you know a star is being born. I mean, you could just see it. You could see the reaction in the audience, and it just performance was amazing. I mean, it just you just knew that this band was going to be around for a long, long time.
The performance I remember the most was probably Carlos. He played a few songs, then stopped abruptly and dropped his guitar. After a quick pause, he whispered, "It's climb time," and started climbing up the scaffolding.
For you darlings right now is that group Michael Lang spoke about, a group that had that unusual sound. They were under the management of Bill Graham, who owned the Fillmore West in San Francisco. Here they are, San Francisco's own Santana. Thank you.
black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Sounds of Santana.
Got your spell on me, baby. Got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you've got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone.
Lordy, lordy, that old bat phone is lighting up again, baby. And Iceman Luther said we have a number of people on the line, so you go ahead and handle the bat phone this time.
This is Jato's Rabbit Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hi, this is Al from Greenfield. I'm thinking about doing a howl for you.
Well, go ahead. Give me a howl, baby!
You howl, baby, you howl!
Hey, my name is Nikki, and I'm from San Francisco, and I love you, Iceman.
Who do you love the Iceman, huh?
Hey, this is John Avila in Tucson, Arizona. I gotta tell you, Iceman, you are one guy that is really hard to get a hold of.
Bye! Get naked, baby!
If you dollars haven't noticed by now, over 9 bands that appeared at Woodstock were from the San Francisco Bay Area. We heard from the CCR, and Santana told us all about that black magic woman. Well, up for you right now, another great Bay Area band. They were formerly known as the Warlocks, with Jerry Garcia at the helm. You just might know them by another name.
Arizona and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you be.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
You're chugging like the doo-dah man. Once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. To me, what a long
a sweet Jane. She lost her sparkle, you know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Cooking up the buffalo been thinking. You got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. And just keep trucking on home, home.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted.
From August the 16th, on a Saturday night, the sounds of The Grateful Dead.
Move your mind and get ready for
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Thank you, Dick. Keep that great music going.
We will do it. You take care. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
One of the things I should mention about teaching is that, you know, a lot of the kids I get are teenagers. A lot of the songs they like are stuff we grew up with, like Cream or Deep Purple or Creedence Clearwater. And it's such a refreshing vibe to see that from a kid, to think, God, this music is 50 plus years old and it's still hanging on.
Dick, thank you so much for keeping Valley Rock alive.
Many thanks to Steve Brown of the 10th Avenue Protos Band, Bob Keefe of the East Gates, and also Lenny Shaleen. Thanks, guys, for calling in. We really do appreciate it. You knew it was coming, darling, so here it is. This is the last act that performed at Woodstock on Sunday, August the 17th, 1969. He was the highest paid act, receiving more than $18,000 for the gig. The quintessential guitar player out of the 1960s, Jimi Hendrix.
Take your clothes off, mama, throw them in the air.
The incredible sounds of Jimi Hendrix. And you know something, Iceman? I think that was the theme of Woodstock, baby, to just take your clothes off and throw them in the air.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
Oh, that's right, darlings, we do understand. And we hope you're enjoying this magic carpet ride back to August 1969 and the sounds of Woodstock. up for you next one of our favorite tracks. It was released in 1968. It was written by Robbie Robertson. And what a group these guys were. They were on the road and backed Bob Dylan for many years. Then they broke out with their own platinum sound. They appeared on the last day of the festival, which was August the 17th, 1969. See if you can remember this one right here. Sweet sound. Out of 1968, the Southern Rock Blues sounds of Robbie Robertson and the band.
Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right on,
My oh my, Iceman, that phone is lighting up again, baby. Let's see who's on the line.
Hey, baby, what you got for me?
I want the head banging.
Potty mouth.
Hey, the full moon is coming. You notice that? All the weirdos come out when the full moon comes out.
You know, Iceman, I think you're right, baby. There's a bad moon rising. And Brian, since you're up there in that Bay Area, baby, and I've got a feeling that you were one of those headbangers back during the 1960s, this song is especially for you. So get ready to bang away. Up for you right now, we're going to go to the second day of the festival and feature a great headbanging group, baby. They were from across the pond. Here they are, The Who.
Yeah.
never seen him fall. That cat from a blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Another cruising classic.
Put the top down and the radio up. Good times and great oldies.
The memories are here.
Well, darling, that old clock on the wall says it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to jump in that Batmobile and boogie. Now, we hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane back to Woodstock in 1969. Wow, what a festival it was. And the track we're going to end today's show with was by a musician who was not at the festival. But if he was, he would have played this song here. Now, all of you be kind to one another out there and remember to never pass up that opportunity to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. As we end the show, now listen closely to the lyrics of this song. What an anthem to the world. John Lennon for you. Anthem, what a song, and what an artist. John Lennon. Now, Iceman, you take us on home, baby. And for the rest of you, darlings, you come on in here next week because we'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!